Israeli UN ambassador on killing of embassy staffers. Feds need to do more about campus incitement. By Ian Hanchett on May 22, 2025. During an interview on CNN, Israeli ambassador to the United Nations Danny Danon reacted to the fatal shooting of two Israeli embassy staffers on Wednesday by stating that the federal government should think about practical actions, what they are doing to stop the chaos in the universities, and should take more steps in order to make sure that you have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom of incitement and violence. Danon said, "We have seen what happened on the campuses in the last few months, calling for the destruction of Israel, death to Israel. I think what we have seen tonight is the outcome of the incitement, and I expect that the authorities will take strong measures, not only against this terrorist that was captured, but also against those who incite for violence against the Jews or against the state of Israel." Later, he added, "We thank President Trump for his strong words." And, also, Secretary Rubio put out a statement. "I'm sure tomorrow we will hear from many leaders, from all political parties condemning the attack, but words are not enough. I think the federal government should think about practical actions, what they are doing to stop the chaos in the universities. We have seen what happened on the campuses when students cannot study, where Jewish students were not allowed to come to classrooms. So, I think the federal government should take more steps in order to make sure that you have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom of incitement and violence." Danon further stated that you cannot protect everybody. You cannot put a guard next to every synagogue or next to every Jewish student. That's why we have to deal with the messages, we have to deal with the level of incitement that we have in Europe and the US today. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.